it's exactly a year since the second of the floods last year. The second was the worst flood that hit Donegal, and particularly in the Fun Valley, we had a very bad time this time last year. There was a number of towns and villages that were flooded. A number of businesses and a number of homeowners were left devastated in the run-up to Christmas last year. And first and foremost, I think it's important to pay tribute to all those people who have worked tirelessly over the last year to try and get their homes and businesses back to normal, the businesses back functioning, doing business, and people obviously that were working really, really hard to get back into their family homes, which is really important. So it's important really to pay tribute to those people. And then secondly, of course, it's vitally important that we highlight the continuing issues that we have with flooding. You know, everybody that is back in their homes and businesses, they're all fearful that we'll see a repeat this year of the sort of storms that we've seen last year. And it's important once again to reiterate the call that has been made numerous times for funding to be made available in order to mitigate against these floods happening again.
Now, there are various schemes in place by the government for people to apply for funding and so on. You believe that these don't go far enough?
Well, look, we have the CFRAMS report, the Catchment Flood Risk Assessment and Management Programme. That report is due to be published. We're hoping that it'll be published early in the new year, so hopefully January, February time. We're all waiting with bated breath, I suppose, for the results of CFRAMS to be published because, you know, really the towns of Castlefin, Lifford, Ballybuffet and other towns in Donegal will all be waiting for the CFRAMS report to be published so that they know where they are in the list for funding and how the CFRAMS report is going to be utilised in order to, you know, to allocate the funding to each area. So, you know, every area and all the towns and villages in the area, we're all waiting with bated breath for CFRAMS report to come out. But it's important that, you know, there's a minor work scheme as well that the OPW are running. But look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think enough has been done in the intervening period to address the funding issues. We're sitting waiting on CFRAMS to be published. I think we need to be a wee bit more proactive. And the government bodies need to be a wee bit more proactive in dealing with the flooding problems. You know, the CFRAMS is a wide-ranging report, and we're hearing that it should be around 360 million euro will be allocated to CFRAMS, but there are other schemes that can be funded which are relatively low cost, but in my view they can be funded in the short term, and they would provide long-lasting protection against the flooding happen again, and would negate the need to wait for CFRAMS. And I think an injection of funding now would be of huge benefit to many communities across the country, and particularly here in Donegal, and of course for myself with a particular focus on the Fun Valley, where we were devastated last year, and none of us want to see a return to that.